At the Pelly one morning, while they were getting the harnesses ready, Dolly, who had never stood out for anything special, suddenly went mad. She revealed her condition with a long, heart-wrenching wolf howl that made every dog's hair stand on end with fear, then lunged straight at Buck. He had never witnessed a dog lose its mind, and he had no experience with madness to make him afraid. Still, he recognized that this was something terrible, and he ran from it in sheer panic. He raced away immediately, with Dolly gasping and foaming at the mouth, just one bound behind him. She couldn't catch up to him because his terror was so intense, but he couldn't escape her because her madness drove her relentlessly forward. He crashed through the forested center of the island, crossed a back channel packed with jagged ice to reach another island, made it to a third island, curved back toward the main river, and in his desperation began trying to cross it. Throughout this entire chase, even though he didn't turn to look, he could hear her growling just one leap behind him. Francois shouted to him from a quarter mile away, and he turned back, still maintaining his one-leap advantage, breathing heavily and struggling for air while putting all his trust in Francois to rescue him. The dog driver raised his axe and held it ready, and as Buck raced past him, the axe came crashing down on Mad Dolly's head. Buck stumbled against the sled, completely drained, gasping for air, unable to defend himself. This was exactly the chance Spitz had been waiting for. He lunged at Buck and his teeth bit down twice into his defenseless enemy, tearing through flesh all the way to the bone. Then Francois's whip came down, and Buck felt satisfied watching Spitz get the most severe beating that had ever been given to any dog on the team.
"That Spitz is one devil," Perrault remarked. "Some damn day he's gonna kill that buck."
"That buck is two devils," Francois replied.
"All the time I watch that buck, I know for sure. Listen, some damn fine day he's gonna get mad as hell, and then he's gonna chew that Spitz all up and spit him out on the snow. Sure, I know."
From that moment forward, it became an all-out war between them. Spitz, serving as the lead dog and recognized leader of the team, sensed his dominance being challenged by this unfamiliar dog from the south. Buck seemed alien to him, since among all the southern dogs he had encountered, none had proven themselves capable in camp or on the trail. They had all been too weak, perishing from the harsh labor, bitter cold, and hunger. Buck stood apart from the rest. He was the only one who survived and thrived, rivaling the husky in power, ferocity, and intelligence. Beyond that, he was a commanding dog, and what made him truly threatening was that the beating from the man in the red sweater had stripped away all his reckless courage and impulsive behavior from his drive to dominate. He had become exceptionally clever, able to wait for the right moment with a patience that was utterly primal.